Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, what is the most beautiful place you've ever visited? Were there mountains and valleys involved? Was there striking scenery? What English words can you use to describe that place? Well, the name of our lesson today is The Land of the Four Sisters, and we're going to learn about Four Sisters Mountain and a place in Four Sisters Mountain called Shuangqiao Valley. I think this looks like a very wonderful place. I would love to go there myself one day, but for now, it's time for us to learn about it. Open up your magazine and let's begin.
The Land of the Four Sisters. These maidens guard a land of undiscovered beauty. A Tibetan legend tells of four lovely women who were embodied in peaks that are now called Four Sisters Mountain. Unrivaled yet unknown. Located in Sichuan Province, Four Sisters Mountain became the centerpiece of a national park in 1994. This park offers arguably some of China's most striking scenery and was declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 2006. However, the area's destructive earthquake in 2008 halted much development and traffic to the region, significantly decreasing park attendance. But those who have ventured into the park will not soon forget the wonder of its three unique valleys.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 embody 这个动词 ，em 这个字首有进入的意思，所以 embody 是指体现或呈现。例如 ，the Berlin Wall used to embody the separation between communist and capitalist countries. 柏林围墙一度是共产国家与资本国家壁垒分明的具体表现。或者是 the fashion designer's passion for Eastern culture is embodied in his latest collection. 这位服装设计师最新的系列展现出他对东方文化的热爱。继续我们看 unrivaled 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 rival, 竞争这个动词，前面又有 un 这个否定的字首，所以 unrivaled 是指无与伦比的或无双的，所以它也可以拼成有两个 L 的字尾。例如 the scenery at Niagara Falls is unrivaled. 尼加拉瀑布的美景无与伦比。或者是 the airline has an unrivaled flight safety record. 这家航空公司的飞安记录无人可匹敌。或者是 the hotel's rooms offer unrivaled luxury. 这家旅馆的房间豪华到无人可匹敌。
So that's what this place is called, Rebecca. 是姑
四姑
娘
娘
山
山
That's exit
四姑娘山
Yes, but that is the end of your Chinese lesson here on Studio Classroom.
Oh yes, we got to start talking in English.
Exactly. Okay, so we're learning about the Four Sisters Mountain in our lesson called The Land of the Four Sisters. And of course, you already know that it's not talking about four human sisters. No, we're learning about this beautiful mountain range.
Oh, and that mountain range is beautiful. Look at those mountains with the snow. And I do agree with our lesson when it says, these maidens guard a land of undiscovered beauty. That is beauty that still needs to be discovered.
Yes. Wow. So it's a famous place, but the idea here is that there is still a lot of, there are a lot of areas within this place that have not been discovered yet. Who is going to do the exploring? Maybe it can be you.
Ooh, you just might become an explorer. Well, that would be pretty cool. Well, let's get into our lesson here. A Tibetan legend tells of four lovely women who are embodied in peaks that are now called Four Sisters Mountain.
And so you saw that picture just now of these peaks, right? There were four distinct mountains there, and this is called the Four Sisters Mountain. And we read here in this section, this section is called Unrivaled Yet Unknown. Now the idea behind something unrivaled is that it's incomparable or it has no equal. When I think of a rival, I think of an opponent, something that someone I'm competing against. But here, it seems like this place has no rival. There's nobody that even can compete to it because it's so much better.
Ah, so are you saying that this place is just so beautiful that it's unrivaled?
Exactly. It's unrivaled beauty, and perhaps it's because it is unknown. There's a lot of it that has not yet been discovered. So that's the idea.
That is the idea. Well, let's learn more about this place. Located in Sichuan Province, Four Sisters Mountain became the centerpiece of a national park in 1994. Now let's take a look at this word, centerpiece of something.
Well, a centerpiece, actually I think of maybe something on a dinner table at a restaurant. And it's something pretty, usually like a flower or something like that, in the middle of the table. That is a centerpiece. But here in our lesson, we're learning about another definition, which is it's the most important feature of something, especially a big place like a park.
For example, you know Miramar?
Yes.
The shopping center in Miramar, not too far from where we work. I just might say that the centerpiece of that shopping mall of Miramar is the giant fountain, or you know, the giant water fountain.
You think the fountain is the centerpiece? I think the Ferris wheel is the centerpiece of Miramar.
Well, the Ferris wheel is definitely a very big attraction, but I do like water fountains myself.
I see.
So that's why I chose the water fountain.
So both of those features of Miramar are very important. You could say that one is the centerpiece, right? Well, Four Sisters Mountain became the centerpiece of a national park in 1994, and this park offers arguably some of China's most striking scenery. Before we continue that sentence, what does that word arguably mean? Well, the adjective arguable means that it's open to discussion or to argument. That means that it hasn't been resolved yet. There's no definite answer. No, people are still talking about it. Which is better? Which is the best? It's arguable.
Okay, here's a good example, and you may or may not agree with me. But some people might say Taroko Gorge is arguably the most beautiful, beautiful, beautiful park in Taiwan.
Well, some people might not agree. They may want to argue with you.
They may.
So arguably, it is the best. Very good example. Well, friends, think of another way to use that word. We continue here. It's a World Heritage Site, a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The next sentence says, however, the area's destructive earthquake in 2008 halted or stopped, put a stop to much of the development and traffic to the region. I usually think of cars on the road when I think of traffic. However, traffic can also refer to people, the passage of people or vehicles along routes where there is transportation.
Well, let's read the last sentence of this section. But those who have ventured into the park will not soon forget the wonder of its three unique valleys. Now, let's talk about that word, to venture into something.
To venture. I get the idea that something might be possibly dangerous if I'm venturing in somewhere. However, I don't think that this place is dangerous. Here we have the idea that it is exciting to go into this place. Friends, we have more to learn about this exciting place, but right now let's go to the
InfoCloud.
Welcome to InfoCloud. We are now in the year 2017, well into the 21st century. But even in this day and age, women are still being discriminated against.
In many places, women still don't receive equal opportunity, and this is especially true in the workplace.
Right. If we look at the people in upper management in the corporate world, we can see that women are conspicuously absent.
In the 1980s, a term was introduced to describe this phenomenon. the glass ceiling, which is a metaphor for the invisible barrier that keeps women from getting promotions, pay raises, and further opportunities.
It is invisible because if we look for discriminatory policies in most companies, we won't find any. And yet, women have a hard time reaching the top due to deep-seated attitudes and practices.
And an ambitious woman may not be aware of this barrier until she hits the barrier and finds herself unable to reach a higher position.
Other than the corporate world, the glass ceiling has also been applied to the world of politics. In its more than 200 years of history, the United States has not seen a woman president. And many say this is the result of the glass ceiling.
我们知道 ceiling 是天花板，但它也可以指某件事的上限。例如 ,the government imposes a ceiling on carbon emissions, 政府规定了二氧化碳排放量的上限。Glass ceiling, 玻璃天花板是指在公司企业中对某一些族群，尤其是女性，无形的升迁障碍。就像玻璃一样，这个障碍虽然不会明文规定，但它却是实实在在的存在。因此，如果公司里的女性想顺着职业生涯发展，慢慢往上攀升，当快要到接近顶端时，自然而然就会感觉到一层看不见的障碍阻隔在她们上面。所以她们的职位往往只能爬到某一层，某个阶段就很难再继续上去了。这样的情况就是所谓的 glass ceiling。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, how would you like to check out the Four Sisters Mountain? That is 四姑娘山。Arguably, this is the most striking scenery in China.Or at least it has some of the most beautiful scenery in China. And right now, it is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Well, what is the easiest valley that you could get to in the Four Sisters Mountain? We're going to learn about that right now.
The Land of the Four Sisters. Shuangqiao Valley.Featuring boardwalks and tour bus roads, the Two Bridge Valley is certainly the most accessible valley in the park. Rock formations that have been sculpted by the wind are one of the valley's most famous sights. The rocks take shapes, such as those of an ape and a hunter. The entirety of the valley sits under the shadow of many mountains, including the red, yellow, green,blue and white rock of Five Color Mountain.
OK, 接下来我们看 accessible 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 access, 进入或到达这个动词。所以 accessible 是指可进入的或者是可以接近的。注意它的重音在 CE 这个音节念成 accessible。例如 the village is only accessible by boat. 这个村庄一定要坐船才能到达。或者是 the resort is easily accessible for physically challenged people. 这个度假的中心身障者也能够轻松到达。Accessible 也指易懂的。例如 the professor made calculus accessible to his students. 这位教授让学生能够轻松了解微积分。最后我们看的是 sculpt 这个动词。Sculpt 在这里是指使成型。例如 seawater sculpted the shape of a woman's head out of the big rock. 海水将这个大石头侵蚀成一个女人的头的形状。或者是 the steep cliff was sculpted by wind and ice. 这个陡峭的山崖是由风和冰所形成的。Sculpt 也可以指雕刻。例如 the artist sculpted an old lady's face out of stone. 这位艺术家用石头雕刻出一张老太太的脸。它的名词是字尾加上 ure 变成 sculpture， 例如 the sculpture of King David。 大卫王的雕塑。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thanks, Michelle. Well, let's get into the Four Sisters Mountain area here, where we're learning about Shuangqiao Valley. Featuring boardwalks and tour bus roads, the Two Bridge Valley is certainly the most accessible valley in the park. And let's take a look at a few words in this sentence. A boardwalk. Rebecca, have you ever been to a boardwalk in any city?
As a matter of fact, I have in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
That's, of course, in America. If you go to the beach, they actually had this really, really, really nice boardwalk that you could walk on along the beach.
And so it's kind of like a sidewalk, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's made out of planks of wood, and they're put together, and we call that a boardwalk. As you can see here in this picture, there is a boardwalk that you can walk on in this valley. And I like the idea of walking on planks of wood on a boardwalk more than just a regular sidewalk.
I do too. I think mm-hmm. it's gentler on your knees, which is always an important thing. And oftentimes when I think of boardwalks, I do think about being close to the ocean.
Yes.
So I think it's really cool seeing that this boardwalk isn't close to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually close to the mountains.
And friends, if you're familiar with Taiwan, then this might make you think of Alishan, because
mm-hmm.
there are some boardwalks there as well in the mountains. Well, we continue here about this Two Bridge Valley. It's certainly the most accessible valley. That word is from our word bank, accessible. That is easily able to access or easily reached, okay, or it's easy to go into this place.
For example, let's say that you want to go hiking. However, the hiking trail that you want to hike on is not accessible or accessible by the main road. You actually have to go down this small path which leads you to the hiking path.
Ah, so you could still get somewhere, but if it's not easy to get to it, we could say it's not accessible, or at least not easily accessible. Well, we continue here. Rock formations that have been sculpted by the wind are one of the valley's most famous sights. Well, I think that I would like to travel to this place because I always love seeing natural beauty.
I do too, and the picture that we shared earlier was mm-hmm. absolutely beautiful. Well, we learned something else interesting about this place. The rocks take shapes, such as those of an ape and a hunter. So let's take a look at that phrase, to take shape. What does that mean?
Yeah, this means to have a unique shape, or to have a distinctive form, okay? And if you look closely at some of these mountains, I guess some people see the shape of an ape or the shape of a hunter. Now, I looked at some of these photos, and I could not see the shapes of the ape or the hunter, but I guess some people have, so they might call it the Ape Mountain or the Hunter Mountain.
Well, I saw this really interesting video not too long ago
mm-hmm.
about cloud formations.
Ah.
And these clouds took some interesting shapes. One took the shape of God's face.
What?
Like the face of God.
How do people know what God's face looks like?
It was a face, and so they were saying it was the face of God.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true. It's fun to look into the clouds and see how the clouds are taking different shapes, right, or taking form. We continue here. The entirety of the valley sits under the shadow of many mountains, including the red, yellow, green, blue, and white rock of Five Color Mountain. So you see that phrase, it sits under the shadow of many mountains. So it's not in the brightest spot.
Yes, and this reminds me of plants. The plants sit under the shadow of the building, my building, so they don't get much sun. So they're actually dying.
Oh, so they're not growing.
They're not growing.
Very
sad.
Plants need sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is it time for now, Rebecca?
Who knows?
Ah, who knows? Hey, everyone. Yes, it is that time. Time for the greatest review show on Earth. Who knows? In the studio today, we have two contestants, as usual. Travis Travels.
Hey, everyone.
And Mandy Mountain.
Hi.
And from what I understand, you have both traveled a lot, right?
Yes, I have been to 56 countries.
Hmm.
I've only been to 52. But I've done a lot of backpacking around the world.
Sounds fun. Well, today's lesson is called...
The Land of the Four Sisters. Do I get a point?
No, that wasn't one of the questions, Travis. But you are right. The lesson is called The Land of the Four Sisters. I will ask three questions, and whoever answers the most correctly wins. Ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. Number one. Four Sisters Mountain became the what of a national park in 1994? You both were very quick. But Travis was a little bit faster. Yes?
Is it a UNESCO World Heritage Site?
Well, that is correct. However, there's another word I'm thinking of.
It was the centerpiece of the national park.
Exactly, the centerpiece of the national park. 1 point for Mandy Mountain.
Yay!
All right. Number two. What happened in 2008 that halted development to the region? Oh, a tie again, Travis.
It was an earthquake.
An earthquake is correct. Yes, it is 1-1. Let's see who gets the last point. Rock formations in the Shuangqiao Valley have been sculpted by what? Would you like to guess it? Yes, Mandy?
Wind.
Hold on a second. We have four options here. Tour buses, wind, an ape, and a hunter. And you want to stick with wind?
Wind, yes.
Wind. Interesting. Do you think that these rock formations have really been formed by wind?
Yes, I do.
And that is your final answer.
It is my final answer.
Mandy, you are correct.
Yes.
Excellent job. And friends, I know you got the correct answer as well. Well, because you are today's winner, we have tickets to see the Four Sisters.
Oh, cool. Oh, my goodness. I get to go see it myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have two tickets. So you can choose to go with anybody you want.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for joining us. And we'll see you all next time right here on Who Knows? All right. Well, this place really does look beautiful, at least in pictures. I would love to go in person. And I'm wondering if you had a chance to go, what would you be most excited about?
Hey, I was really excited about that boardwalk. Because, you know, I love to walk and I love to see nature and mountains. Oh, I think it'd be beautiful.
Yes, it would.
What about you?
Well, I actually want to get up close and personal and see if I could spot how the rock formations are shaped like an ape and a hunter. Because I can't see it in the photos. I want to get up close. Friends, we do have more to learn about the Four Sisters Mountain or the Land of the Four Sisters next time right here at
Studio Classroom. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.